This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fireworks, directions for use, light fuse, run away.
No kidding, that's helpful.
Okay, hit it!
Happy 4th of July.
From Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Can this offense continue to sustain what we saw last night? I don't know. Let's hope so. It's Dukes and Bell. We're talking about the Braves, and we're going to dive deeper into this situation with the idea that the Braves would even entertain trading Ronald Acuna. Now, if you are like, what are you guys talking about? It's not Mike and I, okay? It's foolish. We think it's dumb. But when you have a guy like Carlos Pena say it on MLB Network, Mike, and people are like, oh, well, the Braves are kind of out of it. This might be a good idea. It got us discussing it. We will get into that as well. And then, you know, our pitching situation, which is why people are saying this, by the way. Schwellenbach now, you guys know this. No sale, no Schwellenbach. Mike, that's the problem. And it seems like every guy, it's funny because guys earlier in the show were saying, hey, Dukes and Bell, what about this guy? Mike's like, he's gone. What about this guy? He's no longer around.
We looked it up. Oscar Chinoa is pitching in the Yucatan. You can look it up. He's playing for a team in the Mexican League. I found it. He busted his hand, and then he had a Tommy John. It was actually more than just a hand. He had a Tommy John. He got a cup of coffee with the Twins. Was in their system, and they let him go. And now he's playing like literally in Mexico. Ian Anderson, is he on the roster in Gwinnett? We claimed him off waivers. He was 1-3. With an ERA over 6, because the guys were asking us about, you know, what about Mr. Anderson, bringing him back? Because remember, we traded him to the Angels, and then they dropped him, and we got him off waivers.
Yeah, and these are just names that you're going, wait a minute, didn't we have this guy? Because that's where we are right now. Didn't we have that guy?
Right, because Didier Fuentes, they weren't prepared. Snicker, I don't blame him. Snicker was not prepared to let him see that lineup or the Angels to see him 3 times. So they pulled him last night, and the bullpen responded. Of course, we got the big inning, which we've been waiting for all season.
We have, man. And Profar, big shout-out to Profar, man.
Yeah, I like it. Like, it happened. You're not the first guy to get nailed by drugs. I mean, yes, he said it 3 times. I'm responsible for what I put in my body. But, you know, it's just – then whoever your doctor is, he did you a disservice because, you know, they got it, and it's on the list, and other guys have tried it because everyone's trying to get more juice, literally, pardon the pun.
But he went 2-for-4 last night, a home run, a couple of runs scored. So let's hope that he gets going. But this lineup looked good, and the thing is sustaining it. All right, we'll dive into that. Also, Guy Talks on the way a little bit later on this hour. You guys can always hit us up, man, and let us know what you're thinking. 404-726-0929. We talked about the importance of him apologizing, and I do think that was important. Now it's behind him.
Right.
Let's go to work. And he did. He apologized, and last night he went to work. And now, Mike, he is out there every day in left field for the rest of the season until he can't be out there.
It's no longer a black hole. And it really was. It was the worst, most the least production in left field than any other club in the big leagues. And this guy, again, he showed you last night what he's capable of. So I think fans, as you said to me earlier, are they mad at him? I don't know. Some fans, yeah, they're irked because he's part of what's been just a miserable start to a season. But no one knows him yet. And I think he'll win the fan. He keeps doing that. Don't forget about the drug suspension. It's his problem, though, because if he rakes, then we don't get him for October if we're lucky enough to make the wild card.
Yeah, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? All right, man, we'll get back into the Braves, and we'd love to hear from you guys. Right now, though, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
So this big settlement came down. We had all been waiting for it, which is allowing schools now to pay players. But in this settlement, it's like with any settlement, there's a bunch of other things that are included. One of the things that is included in this settlement is the NCAA is approving a one-time transfer portal. This is in addition to what they already have. Now, the reason why this is important is because certain players are going to be allowed to enter the portal between July 7th and August 5th.
Who's those certain players, though?
The guys that are not going to be on your team. And now that we have a roster limit of 105 guys, Georgia, they're going to go to their workouts. They'll be getting ready for the upcoming season. And Kirby's like, I like him, and him. But you know what? You are going to get another chance to go somewhere else and maybe play because you're not going to be on the roster. And therefore, Mike, they approved this one-time transfer portal right before the start of the season. You're talking about August 5th, guys. We got games like August 20th. So this is a weird portal. But understand why they did this, because, again, part of this settlement was that teams had to keep a certain amount of players on the roster. Some of this stuff was grandfathered in. But when you hear this, you're going to be like, wait a minute, the portal, isn't that closed? Not this one.
Okay, so basically this is for guys that are just basically people without a country, basically guys without a team. Okay, you're through no fault of your own, the coach came in, much like Dion, he brought luggage, and it was Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
So now you're out the door. Okay.
And now you get a chance to go potentially play somewhere else or be somewhere. But the good news is you just not get thrown to the curb, right? You're not just being thrown out of college football because a coach, for whatever reason, decided – You weren't one of his guys, or you weren't going to be on the squad. So that is something that is just interesting, and it's the first time we're going to see it this year, starting July 7th through, again, August 5th. And the reason why it's open is because some of this stuff may happen before camp, right? Some of this stuff may happen before they actually start practicing. Meanwhile, Mike, what do you think of the tight end position when you talk about Georgia? Lucky Lawson, Oscar Delp. Do we have the best tight end situation maybe in the SEC?
Well, Brock Bowers, Darnell Washington were specimens, special types of guys. But I think Oscar Delp, what kind of chemistry are you going to see with Lawson and Delp with Gunnar Stockton? And now, you know, we thought last year you'd maybe have to lean into the tight ends because the wide receivers couldn't catch the ball.
That's right.
So, but this year, with the transfers, knock wood, and the guys that have stuck around, you should have a much better wide receiver core. So, how important will the tight ends be?
Look, I think they're going to be a safety blanket for a guy who, again, Connor Riley has said this to us and other dog analysts, that he can push the ball down the field. I just don't know if we've seen it. We haven't seen it. So I think once we get into these games, you gotta move the chains, man. And Lucky Lawson and Oscar are going to help with that at the tight end spot. But I do think that you're going to get a lot of production or more production from that position than you've gotten over the last couple of years, going back to Brock Bowers. Obviously, Bowers is on another level, and then he gets in the NFL and is crazy. Meanwhile, while we're talking about the tight ends, the explosive plays is something else Kirby has talked about that the dogs have to do a better job of. And look, think about all the explosive plays in those back-to-back years when they won the Natty, right? Those big plays down the field, Mike, whether it was Pickens or somebody else, making plays down the field, and you got big chunks. They didn't do enough of that last year. And Kirby's saying, hey, going into this season, that's something else we got to be a lot better at. Right.
Explosive play.
Yeah, as we get into this year, and it doesn't matter who they're playing. Georgia didn't do enough of that last year, and that's why I think the offense looked anemic at times, right? And also why the quarterback looked that way.
Well, you go and first off, you had Carson Beck thrown to the wrong team too many times, and then he got into a rhythm. Obviously, things were cooking, and then you know the Notre. I guess the one game I keep coming back to because it's the last time we saw Georgia on the field was the Notre Dame game in the Sugar Bowl, in the quarterfinal of the playoffs. and they just couldn't really establish the run. And they, I thought that they were trying to use their trademark physicality, and Notre Dame was actually more physical. That's why I'm like, whoa. And that offensive line, the guys that are coming in now couldn't beat those guys out to start. That's why I always come back to how good is this offensive line going to be and running the football. But you're certainly going to, you know, lean into Nate Frazier and you know, Roderick Robb, all the other dudes. You know, you've heard of, Georgia fans have heard about these guys for the last couple of years. I just think that, you know, if you're going to go with, see, that's, you know, you asked, now you opened up a can of worms in
what?
My brain.
What?
It comes back to Bobo. How's Bobo going to run this thing? You're going to run the football? You're going to establish the run game? And then same thing we talked about with Penix, to establish play action for Gunnar Stockton to use those weapons. Are you going to come in, run the damn ball like we've said about, oh, I don't know, the last 10 years? But, you know when he was gone, then he came back. So there you go. Yeah, I was in a good mood. You got me thinking about what Bobo hasn't even called to play this year, and I'm already upset about it.
No, he hasn't. The good news is this wide receiving room seems like it's more experienced, right?
Right.
The kid, Zachary Branch, came from USC. He had 500 yards last year, almost 50 balls. So that was like 10 yards, almost 11 yards of reception. We get back to talking about these explosive plays, Mike. All those big explosive plays opens the run
right.
game. I mean, they go hand in hand. Yeah, you got to run the football, but when you're not threatening down the field, well, then I'm not worried about you. So I'm stacking the box, and these guys aren't going anywhere. But I think he could be a guy that has a big year for the Dogs. We talked about
Thomas,
Branch.
The transfer.
Yeah. These transfers, Mike, they've got to show up big.
Dylan Bell is still here, and Dylan Bell was part of those disappointments
drops.
We talked about. So
drops.
Hopefully they'll turn it around. Speaking of turning it around, you and I were talking about this earlier in the week. Hugh Freeze at Auburn.
Yeah.
And you feel this is hot seat time?
I do.
How hot? Like 5 on a scale of 1 to 10?
No, I don't think it's on fire. I do think it's only hot seat time just because of the perception. Perception is 2026 recruiting class is not doing well.
89th. Now, again, this goes by the 24/7 sports composites. They've only got 6 commitments. We've spent the whole week talking about Georgia racking it up. You know, from IMG Academy to South Georgia to the biggest recruits in the state, top 10 guys in the country. And Hugh Freeze has got 6 dudes. I guess he was this is from Saturday Down South addressing this. He goes, I do think it'll shake out in the long run. This is Hugh Freeze speaking, but it's complicated and hard to sit there and feel great about it. Not exactly lighting a fire under the Auburn Tiger fan base here. I feel great about our relationships. I feel great about Auburn. You know, the families know that. I do think we'll win games this fall, which I'm confident we will. But, you know, this is not exactly lighting things up. Like, I think fans thought they got a guy after Harsin who didn't know the SEC. Now you got a guy who lives and breathes SEC.
Yeah.
But it ain't happening.
Well, look, I don't want to.
Go ahead. Pile on.
No, look, because I don't know how true it is. But rumor is he's been playing a lot of golf. And I just got to tell you something. Ask Mr. Kirby Smart about this.
Mm-hmm.
This recruiting thing doesn't stop. Kirby gets a few tournaments in, and he's done. It's why he doesn't discuss, like, what his handicap is, because he is literally on the job. And I don't know if it's true, so that's why I want to be careful. Like, maybe part of it is, hey, he does get some off time and some downtime. But, Mike, this is big boy football, and you can't be, like, having a 4 handicap, okay, and then you got 6 dudes who have committed, and you're going, well, I don't know, it doesn't look good. I can't feel good about it. Like, they go hand in hand. Don't know the full on that. I'm just telling you what I've heard as far as, like, oh, what's he been doing? Well, his handicap's down.
Well, in this article from Spencer Davis, not the Spencer Davis group, but this is from Saturday Down South, he points out 89th in recruiting for 26. We just told you what Georgia's doing.
Auburn should never be 80
no.
anything.
And you're also 5-11 in SEC play since you took over. So it's bad. And you're not, now again, it's all going to start with this quarterback situation and who's going to be the man winning that job. They start with Baylor, by the way, on August 29th. But I mean, that's where.
An L.
Yeah, that's
no, I'm playing.
No, but that's one where, man, you're Auburn, and the state of Alabama football is not exactly cut and dry as it usually is. Now, Alabama is perceived to be top 10.
Don't you say anything about Kalen DeBoer now. You know how these Alabama fans are.
I'm just saying.
And you know how they are.
I Guy asked me the other day at the gym. By the way, shout out to Dale, his son. I think his name is Dale. I hope I get it right. Anyway, he's a booster for Sandy Creek High School.
Okay.
State champs. You know, they're good. They're always a good program. He's a big Alabama fan, and I always wear Florida State gear at the gym. And he's asking me, what do you think about the Noles this year? I have no idea. Now, they got some good recruiting for 26 as well. Norville's getting some four-star, but nothing even remotely close to what Kirby's doing. But the idea that what is Alabama going to look like? What's Florida State going to look like? You got Castellanos transfer. I think I would probably – I'm not sure. I got to go look up the number. I would think Alabama would be a 14-point favorite.
Alabama's going to be good, yo. I mean, look, they're still going to be good. The problem was last year, and I think, you know, he's going to figure this out, and that is you always expected Saban to win close games. And last year, DeBoer didn't do that, right? Matter of fact, they were in games that the teams were in games that you'd expect them to be in games with Alabama.
Right.
He's going to be fine. I mean, we bust chops, but Mike, they're still loaded. They're right.
They are. I just looked it up. They're 12.5-point favorites, according to FanDuel.
Telling you.
So that sounds about right. Because, you know, I don't think even a Florida State guy, the guys that cover FSU that I talked about, I have no idea.
Yeah.
By the way, Georgia Tech, we were talking earlier about Georgia being 6-1. For what it's worth, if you're looking for some value, if you believe in Haynes King this year in Georgia Tech, they're 160-1 for the national championship. That's worth $50. I mean, that's a nice piece of change, man. If you're a Tech fan, I'm just saying, if you can find it online or when you're out in Vegas, that's a good number for it. I mean, that's a very...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
High number for a team that I think Georgia Tech fans feel has a good chance of winning 9 or 10 games. And if you win 10 games, you've got a good chance of being in the playoff.
Yeah, I like Tech's opportunity this year. I do. Lots of veterans, like guys coming back. Quarterback is shored up. Their run game is solid. They have a coach who believes in running the football. And, Mike, their defense is a lot better. I like right. Tech. I do. Look, how many games they ultimately win? Are they going to win the ACC? I don't know. But I'm with you on that. That's a solid bet.
Right on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.